That's not what he signed on for when he rented his apartment.
Tight parking creates a tense situation.
I said, look, you always inconvenience me. You always getting in my spot.
And neighbors get too close for comfort.
I went back in the house. He tried to get in.
As he comes out, you see something shiny. So my wife's on the phone calling 911 saying he has a gun. And it ends up being a knife.
Well, how did you know it was a knife?
Well, he swung at my chest.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Willie Johnson is suing his neighbor, Edward Collins Jr., for vandalizing his truck and filing a false restraining order. He is also suing for his time spent in jail.
Order. All rise. This is case number 186 on the calendar, in the matter of Johnson versus Collins Jr.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Mr. Johnson, it is your claim that the defendant, who was a neighbor of yours, dented your truck
yes.
with his fist and
yes.
then caused you to be arrested. You spent
yes.
2 nights in jail. You were subsequently released with no charges being filed. Mr. Collins seems to say that you are a bad neighbor, that he had every reason to call the police. And it was their decision not to file charges, and that he didn't punch your car. How long have you lived in your home, sir?
I moved in May 11, 2011.
And how long have you been living there, Mr. Collins?
I've been there for 2 years, Your Honor.
Do you rent or own?
We rent.
And you?
Rent.
I'd like you to describe the property for me, Mr. Johnson.
It's a duplex, and I park in the back. He's in the rear, and I'm in the front.
Do you have a photograph to show me?
Yes.
I'd like to see it. Do you also, Mr. Collins, have a photograph of the driveway and
yes,
where
I do.
You're supposed to park?
Yes, I do.
Because this all involves parking.
I don't have one of the driveway.
Why don't you come in and help find it, since you know.
That's not the driveway.
That is your parking spot.
Okay, thanks.
Right here.
Okay, so it's a single driveway, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And there are two parking spots, and the two parking spots are in the back.
Yes.
Right.
Now, what I gather is that you fix cars sometimes back there.
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
And sometimes, from what I gather, your fixing cars back there interferes with Mr. Johnson parking his car there.
Yes, ma'am.
And that has been the cause of some acrimony for a while. That be a fair statement?
No, Your Honor.
Well, when you're fixing a car, what you say in your answer is he doesn't always park there. And if he asks me to move the car, I move it.
That's correct.
And on the day of this incident, you asked him not to pull his truck in right away. You wanted to clean up the area because you were working on a car.
That's correct.
That's annoying.
But may I say
that
something?
You can tell me what you want to tell me. It's annoying. I wouldn't like on a regular basis to have to wait to park my car because somebody was conducting business in an unauthorized fashion because this is a residential area.
I have proof from my landlord. He knows I'm a certified technician.
Don't
work on cars.
Tell me what your landlord knows. This is a residential area. And you are conducting a business.
Well,
he may be conducting a business, but he's not conducting a business, and I don't know what his business is, in a common driveway. So what I'm telling you is... What I'm telling you is, it's annoying. And you may not like to hear that it's annoying, but I certainly wouldn't like, when I came out to get my car or to pull my car in, to have to ring somebody and say, could you please move your car? I want to get in the back. I want to pull my car out. Could you pull the car out that you're working on? Whatever it is, that's not what he signed on for when he rented his apartment. And if he's conducting a business inside his house...
Well, it's not inside of his house. It was on the property, Your Honor.
Where was it on the property?
The driveway and in front of the property.
Tell me what kind of business he was...
He was doing yard sales. Collecting money from people buying stuff, which was also blocking the sidewalks and the driveway.
Okay. And in the time that he lived there, sir, how many yard sales did he have?
At least 7 or 8 or more. Until the landlord told him that he can no longer have them.
Fine. So when the landlord told him he could no longer do that, did he stop?
No. No.
Well, first you started to say yes. You're going outside. You, out.
Okay.
The no, other way. No, he did not stop.
The other way. Other way. I don't know who that is.
My wife.
Well, she's got to learn to keep her mouth shut. Here. Maybe not at home, but here.
But no, he did not stop, Your Honor. But as far as me working on the cars, I have a garage space, so does Mr. Johnson. I have a parking space, and I also have a parking garage.
So what was the problem, sir?
That's on what the I cannot understand.
What was the problem, sir, on the day of this incident, which was on what date?
June 9th.
All right. Going to start with you, then. You say there's no problem. So on June 9th, 2012, what were you doing?
I was working on my wife's vehicle that was in an accident at the my job of employment.
You were working on your wife's car?
Yes.
Where were you working on your
wife's car? In our parking space, which is behind our apartment at 1448.
So if you look at this, these are the two parking spaces?
No. Those are the garages.
And where are the parking spaces?
If you see where the gate there is, Your Honor,
yes.
There are two parking spots right there. Where the gate is open... Right
Got
behind
it.
That is mine.
So you were working here?
Right, that's my parking stall.
Okay, who parks in the garage?
Well, supposedly he's supposed to have the garage to park his vehicle or his wife's vehicle, which he never does because he's got...
Don't just answer my question. Whose parking spaces are in the garage?
Mine and supposedly Mr.
So
Johnson.
So each one of you has one parking space in
no.
the garage?
No, we have one parking spot. Behind the fence there, as you got the picture.
I want you to put on your listening ears.
I do, ma'am.
I said each one of you has one parking space in the garage. The garage holds two cars.
No, it doesn't.
How many cars does the garage hold? That's what it
If you look at the picture, there's two garage doors, which is a compensate for one car each. He has his own spot, and I have my own spot in the wall.
That's what I said, sir. If you weren't...
But there's two spots we both have.
That's not what I'm talking about. If you weren't a hothead, I want you to trust me on this. If you weren't a hothead, you would hear that I said exactly what you said. And you wanted to argue with me. I said, it's a two-car garage. Each of you has a spot in the garage.
Yes, we do.
That would be right.
Sorry. Sorry, Your Honor.
Now, in addition to each of the spots in the garage, you each have an additional slot outside the garage. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, Your Honor.
Fine. So you were working on your wife's car in this area?
Yes.
And tell me what happened. Be careful.
Well, at that time, Your Honor, me and my wife have a roommate that was moving in. Later that evening, around 9:30, I went up to Mr. Johnson's house to let him know that he can have his parking spot because I had stuff by the fence and tools by the and parts for the car by
what
the gate.
What are you telling me? He can have his parking spot. Are you Hey. You have two parking spots. You have one in the garage. You have one behind the fence.
Right.
How many parking spots on June 9th were you using?
Just mine, Your Honor.
Where was the roommate's car?
He was in the driveway just as he got there because they were unloading.
So that Mr. Johnson could not get into his parking space?
Yes, ma'am.
At that time, right.
Did he call you at any time and say, I want to get into my parking space?
No, he did
space?
Not, Your Honor. And when I went and knocked on Mr. Johnson's door... Letting him know that we were unloading the truck of our roommates, that he would be able to be back there and have his parking spot, which was clear, in 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Is that what he said?
Yes, ma'am. Can I say something, Your Honor?
Yes.
I have a written statement of Mr. Collins. He had been in my spot all that day working on the car.
I'd like to see it.
And late that
and
night...
That's just a second. And that's from him.
And late that night, he came up. I'm watching TV. It knocked on my door and said, you cannot get in. It's been 20 minutes. It's highlighted.
No, Your Honor.
And he always working on cars.
Just a second. The whole
thing. Here's a picture. Would make it more clear.
Mr. Johnson, I'm reading something. Stop talking.
I'm sorry.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When the police came, he talked to them first. I'm still in my house. They knocked on the door, they came out, handcuffed me, took me to jail for 2 days.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Willie Johnson says neighbor Edward Collins Jr. punched his truck and filed a false restraining order
after an argument over a parking space.
Mr. Johnson, I want you to tell me, sir, you parked in the street that day.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't get in the back?
Yes, ma'am.
How long had you been parked in the street because of the work he was doing?
Practically all day, because they worked on cars, and then he went and got some parts. Then he came back. So it was practically all day. It was late that night before I could get in it, but I never did get in it. The incident happened before.
Now I want you to tell me about the incident.
Okay, he came and knocked on my door and told me I couldn't get in for 20 minutes. And I said, look, you always inconvenience me. I never get in your spot. You always get in my spot. And I have pictures showing you where he have a display of where he work at. He got his name and his phone number. I have all that.
I'd like to see it.
Those two. So we went out, and the argument escalated. We started shouting at each other. He's shouting at me. And then he got mad and ran and took his fist and just hit my vehicle. And my wife, she heard it. She saw it. I went back in the house. He followed me. She locked the door. He tried to get in. First, he said I had a gun. Then he said I had a knife. But on his statement here...
No, don't tell me what the statement says, sir. I just want you to tell me what happened.
Okay, that's what happened. After he hit my car, I went back in the house. He followed me and tried to get in my house. My wife locked the door. He tried to get up the balcony. Two people had to hold him back.
Which two people?
His wife and his friend. When the police came, he talked to them first. I'm still in my house. They knocked on the door. They came out, handcuffed me, took me to jail for 2 days.
Yes.
Okay. Now I want you to tell me your version of those events.
Well, Your Honor,
you went up and knocked at his door.
I knocked on his door and explained to him that my roommate and my wife were unloading his truck, and in about 20 minutes, he would be able to park in his spot. He's young. I always make it effing convenient for you. And I asked him, what do you mean? And he just starts yelling and screaming and cussing at me.
Well, what did he say? I always make it convenient for you.
For your white ass. Just like that.
And
started unlocking his front screen door and started, you know, like he's ready to lunge at me. So I started to walk away because, you know, I don't want no fights, no arguments. He's an elderly man. I'm a young gentleman myself. You know, we're neighbors. We're supposed to try to get along with each other. So as I'm walking down the two stairs that are on his porch, he starts coming at me, screaming, hollering, and wanting to fight. And I'm trying to steadily walk away. And then all of a sudden, he goes, well, I got something for your wife. Runs in the house, and as he comes out, you see something shiny, so my wife's on the phone calling 911 saying he has a gun. Well, comes to find out, then it ends up being a knife.
Well, how did you know it was a knife?
Well, he swung at my chest with it, ma'am.
He swung at your chest
with
a knife?
Yes, because his wife and my wife were in between the both of us trying to keep Mr. Johnson from stabbing me in the chest, because she also ripped my shirt in the process.
Who did?
His wife, Miss Johnson. And after that, it started screaming, yelling. The police showed up. His wife was telling him, hurry up, get your ass in the house, otherwise you're going to talk yourself into going to jail. And when the cops came, I explained to them what happened. And when they got up to the door to knock on him, they didn't even want to answer the door, Your Honor. The police literally asked him to finally come outside. They said, well, why don't you come inside? Well, after a while, they finally brought Mr. Johnson out in handcuffs. They put him in the police car. And then the officer turned around and told me and wrote me a citation stating that I vandalized his vehicle, which I did not.
You have pictures of the vehicle, sir?
Yes.
Would you stand up, please? Ms. Johnson. Did you witness Mr. Collins punching your truck?
Yes, I did.
I want you to tell me exactly how he did that.
Okay.
Make-believe the desk that you're standing on
the truck was right here,
truck.
And he said, you damaged my truck. He said, oh, your truck. And he did it like that. He hit it like that.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
Did you come out of your house with a knife? Did you come out of your house that day with
a
knife?
I did not come out at all.
Did not come out at all?
Once I went back in, I was there till the police came.
Is that correct?
That's correct, because I restrained him. After they got into argument and he hit the truck, Mr. Johnson went inside the house. I locked the door. Mr. Collins jumped over the balcony. I was restraining him from not trying to open the door to come out, and Mrs. Collins was restraining it.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Would you ask Mrs. Collins to come in, Berg, please.
May I say something, Your Honor?
No.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He has said that he was going to get something to take my husband out, and I assumed that it was a gun that he was grabbing. And that's when my husband yelled out, it's a knife. He doesn't have a gun, it's a knife, and he's trying to stab me with it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Willie Johnson claims neighbor Edward Collins Jr. punched his truck and then filed a false restraining order against him.
Okay, I just have a few questions for you. You called the police at what point?
When I came to the front and saw Mr. Johnson and his wife holding him back, coming at him when he was reaching, trying to swing or stab him, because I noticed he had something in his hand. I've seen him with weapons before.
No. Just listen to my question.
Okay.
Is what you're telling me that you telephoned the police when you saw Mr. Johnson making a stabbing motion towards your husband with a knife? Is
no.
that what you're telling me?
No, ma'am.
Well, then you tell me.
Yes.
When you called the police.
When he went back into the house, when he told my husband that he had something for his poor white trash.
Okay. And at that point, you picked up the phone. Where was your husband?
With my roommate standing by their bathroom window.
By whose bathroom window?
In the outside. I could show you on a picture.
Whose bathroom window?
Would be his.
So you called the police. And what did you say when you called the police?
I told him that he was fighting with my husband, that he had said that he was going to get something to take my husband out. And I assumed that it was a gun that he was grabbing. I was stable with the 911 operator when Mr. Johnson had come out and started swinging at my husband. And that's when my husband yelled out, it's a knife. He doesn't have a gun. It's a knife. And he's trying to stab me with it.
Well, there are certain things that you do in your home that are irritants to your neighbor. And one of the things that you do is you run a business there that inconveniences these people. Now, I would be put out as a rentee if I had to park my car in the street instead of being able to pull my car into my garage space because there was work that was being performed because somebody was moving, and it happened on a regular basis. I want you to be quiet and just listen.
I'm listening.
That doesn't excuse a temper, his or yours.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, Mr. Collins, I think that you punched his car.
No.
I also believe that you came out of your house again. I believe that you lost your temper. I don't know why the police actually didn't follow through. There's a possibility that they didn't follow through because nothing happened and they just chalked it off to a bad evening with two neighbors.
Would have been arrested.
But this woman did not call the police for no reason. She called the police because she was afraid that her husband was going to get hurt. She thought you lost your temper. So I don't believe you that you didn't come out of your house and didn't have a fight with him. And that you didn't go inside the house in order to get something so that you could fight with him more successfully. It wasn't a gun. Do you have guns in your home?
No.
It's a lie. Sorry.
Do you have guns in your home?
No.
You have a hunting knife in your home?
No. I have knives, but they're not hunting knives.
He's going to pay you $450 to take the dent out of your car. He's not paying you for anything else. I don't believe he had you arrested falsely, sir. I believe that you actually came out of your house because you were so angry that he had punched your car. Put your hand down, I'm done!
Sorry.
That you went inside and you came out and you lost your temper. That's not his fault, that's your fault. It's too bad that you can't live together. I suggest one of you move. That's all. Thank Judging for the plaintiff.
What is our excuse? May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Some get clever.
It's the story. I'm sticking to it.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Others get hostile.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Judge Judy gets the last word.
They don't keep me here because I'm gorgeous. They keep me here because I'm smart.
We have a person who's racist, and you're always going to have a problem when you got a racist person there.
He's a drunk. He's a liar.
I'm transgender, and this is pretty much based on hate. towards transgender women.
No, that's a false statement.
He don't need to be waiting for no park. If he need to park, he want to park right then and there. So give him his park. He ain't got to wait for you.
If I had a weapon, I would have came at him. I would have definitely intervened, and I probably would be locked up in jail because I wasn't going to just cut him. I was going to end his life.
Well, I hope that he would say to himself and I say to mine,